Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Getting a little ahead of ourselves.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. After an 8-month streak of fairly steady gains, the markets seem to be having something of a not-so-fast moment. U.S. markets tanked yesterday on worries that some of the gains we've seen over the past few months were a little irrationally exuberant. Last couple weeks, we've seen a lot of mixed earnings news from companies, and more government regulation of the financial sector looks pretty likely. Also, oil prices have been on the rise. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 1%. The Nasdaq shed 0.5%. The S&P 500 shaved off 1.1%. Those losses bled over into Asia this morning. Tokyo's Nikkei Index lost 1.4%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index fell 1.8%. Things are looking better in Europe. London's FTSE is up 0.3%. Good news from Honda this morning. The car maker announced earnings today, and it nearly tripled its profit forecast for the year. A lot of that was thanks to the sales boost it got from the Cash for Clunkers program. Hundreds of thousands of gas guzzlers were traded in over the summer for a government rebate. People walked away with a shiny new fuel-efficient model, and the clunkers were hauled off to the junkyard. Trouble is, junkyards now say they're overloaded. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Mark Forkum manages a chain of auto recycling facilities on the West Coast that strip junked cars and sell the parts. What's left is crushed and shredded into scrap metal. Forkum says so many clunkers came in so fast.
Instead of the parts being recycled, the usable parts, they just went straight into the shredder and got chewed up.
And clunkers are still piling up. Some recyclers have thousands waiting to be salvaged. Under the Cash for Clunkers law, recyclers have to dispose of junked cars within 6 months of receiving them. The industry wants an extension to at least a year. Part of the problem, says Michael Wilson of the Automotive Recyclers Association, is that consumers traded in a lot of late-model trucks and SUVs in perfectly good condition.
The parts were a lot better quality than they ever imagined. It's going to take a while for them to pull that many parts off the Cash for Clunker vehicles.
Once the vehicles are stripped, recyclers have to drain the oil and antifreeze. They have until early next year to send the first wave of clunkers to the wrecker. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys, constantcontact.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Not sure about too skinny, but it looks like maybe you can be too rich. The IRS is launching a new enforcement unit targeting the wealthy. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Within the next month, the IRS will begin auditing what it says is a small number of people with tens of millions of dollars in assets or income. This is the latest push by the IRS to step up its scrutiny of the very rich. Earlier this year, the IRS pressured Switzerland's UBS to name Americans who'd parked millions in assets at the bank and weren't paying taxes on the income. It's been spreading the word that offshore accounts are no longer safe from the tax man. It's extended an amnesty deadline for account holders to October 15th. The IRS encouraged people to declare their riches and pay taxes or risk huge fines and possible prison time later. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
A growing proportion of the unemployed in this country, and that's nearly 10% of the population these days, is 40 and over. Tonight on PBS stations, Frontline visits a hair salon in New York where clients talk about what it's like trying to find work when you're over 40. Frontline producer Arun Roth reports.
Deborah Bowles has been running her hair salon on the Upper East Side of Manhattan for more than 20 years.
Hi, Deborah. Good. How are you?
Her clients are rich bankers, poor actors, and just about everything in between. Most of them are over 40. She says none of them expected to be struggling financially at this point in their lives.
Every day, every one of my clients sit in my chair and talk about the economy.
We lost a deal in Miami, which was not so good.
When we don't have a lot of money, I don't know how else to put it.
Last week, I had an unemployment check and two notices of foreclosure from two different banks on my home.
That was Scott Sambade, Emma Nelson, and finally Chris Calby, who at one time made a fortune selling audiovisual systems to big businesses.
I was very successful. I was successful beyond anything I had ever imagined, actually, and had built a company that was close to a $100 million a year sales company.
Calby had to sell his business in the early 2000s. He took a lower-paying job and was laid off last year. He's 58 years old. Steven Greenberg is the founder of Jobs 4.0. It's a website that helps workers over 40 find employment.
Statistically, it's taking older workers about 30% longer than younger workers to find a job now. While they have great skills at the job that they've done over the years, those skills don't extend to how to find a job.
Greenberg says many face discrimination, and that's getting worse as the economy deteriorates. Chris Calby says he sent out hundreds of resumes and been on about 10 interviews, but had no luck.
Whenever I go for the interviews, they go very well. I always think that I'm going to get the job. And most often, nearly every time, not only don't I get the job, but I don't even get a response.
Leaning back in his chair at the salon, Calby says that like so many people his age, he barely recognizes the business world anymore. In Boston, I'm Arun Roth for Marketplace.
Close to Home airs on Frontline tonight. Microsoft's Windows 7 went on sale last week. To promote the operating system, Microsoft teamed up with the animated TV show Family Guy to produce an ad-free episode that included Windows 7 product placement.
Hey, Stewie, what are you doing with my laptop? I'm putting Windows 7 through its paces.
Oh, you, recording your favorite programs on the DVR? You, organizing your photos in the media center? Personalizing the gadgets on your, desktop?
Microsoft backed out of the deal late yesterday after seeing a preview of the special. Evidently, the show included jokes about deaf people, incest, and the Holocaust. Just a question, but had those guys ever seen that show? In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.